Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Every Friday, we bring you some of the most interesting events and happenings around Aotearoa in the weekend to come, from the community fairs to the big old concerts. And tonight, we are focusing on the town of Waikawaiti in Otago, population around 1,200, which this weekend is playing host to the largest inflatable rescue boat competition in the country. 119 IRB crews will compete from 26 surf life-saving clubs, including two crews from across the Tasman. Lewis McClintock is Surf Life Saving New Zealand's national sport manager. And Lewis joins us on the line now. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Emil. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. Tell us a bit about the event. It happens every year, right?
Yeah, it's the culmination of a whole season of slightly smaller events in between, running between our patrols, our weekend and weekday patrols. And it's our national championships, where clubs from all over the country come together to race IRBs in simulated rescue scenarios.
And, I mean, it's not just for fun, is it? These IRBs play a crucial role in rescues and what you folks actually do.
Oh, very much so. 50% of our rescues on an annual basis involve an IRB. We've got 300 IRBs scattered around the country and amongst our clubs. And so this event is really important as both, a celebration of our movement and the skills that are honed throughout the season to operate the IRBs, and they're used in rescues, they're used in search and rescue events. For example, in Cyclone Gabriel, they're used heavily to traverse some of the flooding and that sort of thing. So it's very much putting all the practice and all the skills I've learned as lifeguards into a bit more of a competitive environment.
What sorts of skills are we talking about? It might seem a self-evident question, but what sorts of skills do you need to have to be a good IRB, not just racer, but I suppose lifeguard as well? How do they dovetail with each other, the skill set?
Yeah, so the first part of it, I guess, is sort of, if you can use the analogy of a car, it's understanding the boat, understanding the motor, understanding all the parts of it and how it moves in different types of surf. And so because our competitive racers spend a lot of time working on their engines, working on their boats, working on their technique in all different types of surf training on a weekly basis, it really does hone their skills in terms of being able to all of the races involve basically getting in the boat and getting out to a patient as quickly as possible and returning them to shore. So identifying people in the water, getting out to them quickly and safely, navigating the surf, picking them up and bringing them back, just like you would in a rescue scenario. It's obviously, in a competitive environment, it's some of it is a balance of both safety and speed, because they are racing,
yeah.
And there are national championships and kind of titles that go along with this particular competition. But all of the things, if they can be done at speed, can then be done far more accurately in a slower environment when we're executing a rescue.
Great stuff. And spectators are obviously welcome. If people are keen to get along to Waikawaiti Beach this year, when does it happen? And I'm guessing it's free?
Absolutely, it's free. Yes, it is at Waikawaiti Beach. It's it's there on the beach for everyone to come along and see. There's plenty of parking, plenty of space, plenty of really good viewpoints. The space which we operate is about 150 metres across, and then about a couple of hundred metres out to sea, and they'll be able to see a whole lot of orange boats going back and forward from the land out to we have a whole lot of buoys out in the water going around those buoys, picking up patients and coming back. So absolutely, if people are looking for something unique and a bit different and they're not quite sure what it is, definitely come out and have a look.
Great stuff. Lewis McClintock, have fun this weekend.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time.
That's Lewis McClintock, who's the National Sport Manager for Surf Life Saving New Zealand.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.